Aging in place.
Universal design.
Special design.
Smart design. Multi-generational. Family enhancing.
Huh? Practical.
Family enhancing.
Yeah, there you go.
User friendly.
User friendly. Better living.
I like all those things for the showers for little kids. You know, I was leaning over the sunken tub yesterday trying to bathe Chloe and Charlotte. You can't get to them and, you know.
You almost went in.
I head first. Get over here. Let me rinse your hair. So, you know, it's just nice to have one of those removable wands that you can just kind of hose them down. And then those things are also great for cleaning the shower. She probably mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. What's that lotion you have in our shower?
Oh, that Arbonne.
Salt sea scrub, mm-hmm. Something just for dry skin.
Yeah.
Well, you put that on, and man, it turns the floor of the shower into, it's
slippery. You're supposed to put it on you.
I do. Okay. But then you rinse it off, and the floor gets really, really slippery. And I went down just last week, and I just tried to take a bigger step than normal, and my feet came out right from under me. But I wish I'd have had something to grab onto, because my knee still hurts.
Well, I did have a gentleman call in. I won't say his name yet. We'll use it as follow-up for next week. But he actually has a business where he sprays surfaces in your home, like tiles and stuff, to take away that slick factor.
Very nice.
Which would be great for kids and for elderly. And, you know, and you're not elderly, and you slipped. I mean, everybody. There's statistics on how many people fall in their home. It's pretty scary.
I'm scrolling through emails that are coming in. Judy. And 85032, that's North Central Phoenix, I believe, had a comment that she had an injury and was walking with a cane, so her husband put in the suction cup. She said it worked great, but they do give out with no warning. And so they finally did install a solid one, and it has worked better. And then they took out the sliding door on top of the tub and took the rack off because she kept scratching her foot on the metal rail coming up. And she says, I'm not even 50. I just had this serious injury, and it's what we had to do. So,
well, it all makes such good sense. And I like the ideas of getting ready for it. Like, even if you don't want those bars in your shower for whatever reason, you know, you can prepare if you're putting in something, you can put the backing in so it's ready when you do want them or when someone else needs them. And it keeps people from pulling on the faucet. You ever getting out of the tub and you reach up and you grab the faucet? Well, that puts a lot of wear and tear on your...
Well, yes, it does.
You know, not to mention you could break it.
Better living design.
I like that one.
Family enhancing.
Well, we just keep doing the same old thing. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just need to think out of the box.
Absolutely. So the topic we know you probably didn't want to talk about. Like I say, Jennifer and I actually polled all of the Rosie on the House certified remodelers throughout the state. One of my good friends and certified remodelers up in Prescott, Tom Riley Renovations, actually had to cut the conversation short because his aging dad receives benefits from the Veterans Association. And Tom had to go get interviewed by the Veterans Association to qualify to take over caring for the finances of his dad. You know, at first it kind of upset Tom. He says, I have to go talk to the government about whether I can take care of my dad or not.
the people that are $19 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
Who's financially responsible.
But when you stop to think about it, it's great that they're taking the initiative because people in that condition can very easily be taken very, very deep advantage of. And if you're in the west side of Phoenix or in Arizona, and again, we're putting out this alarm and alert for all of you homeowners right now. There's a scam alert. If you've got a sign in your front yard saying you've got a particular security system installed and working, these door-to-door solicitors are knocking on your door and saying that your security company has been absorbed by their security company, and you're going to have to sign this new contract. Don't do it. Contact your security company and don't do anything. You're holding a whole bunch of tickets there for the Saba Home Show coming up here in a couple weeks.
We are going to be giving these away. It's about 100 tickets, and we're going to save a certain amount of these because we're going to do something special on Saturday morning. We haven't got
That Saturday morning,
March 28th in Tucson, Saba Home Show at the Convention Center. We have all of our remotes we like to feed. But when you go to a convention center and you've got the concessions and food vendors paying to be there,
they
get a little mad that you're sitting there feeding people for free.
Free, so, yes, they frown on it.
So anyway, but my answer to that is we start broadcasting 8 o'clock, 2 hours before any home shows ever open. they're going to eat lunch by the, you know, anyway. But
rather than argue.
Yeah. We are moving our broadcast.
We accommodate. We always accommodate.
Away from the convention center to where we can have a private hospitality section for our listeners. You're going to have to sign up. There's only going to be a certain amount because we only have a certain amount of tickets to give away. And we've got to be able to cater properly and be prepared. So we will have information once we get those details finalized for our Tucson homeowners. Just keep that in mind. If you are planning on attending the Saba Home Show this spring, stay tuned for details on joining us for a little private hospitality broadcast.
There you go, folks. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast this week. You can find us at the website, rosieonthehouse.com. The rest of the week, and of course, you can find us here again next Saturday morning on the air to take your call, answer your questions, melt away your anxiety, and lighten up your life. That's what we do at Rosie on the House.